I'm 22 years old, and this happened about 2 years ago when I was still living at my grandparents' house. This was the only scary experience that has ever happened to me, and it was a doozy. My cell phone was on the nightstand next to my bed and started ringing. It was like 3 a.m. To my surprise, the number calling me was the house phone, as in the phone downstairs. I answered, thinking that maybe one of my grandparents had hurt themselves, but when I said hello, I got no response. I again said, "Hello, Grandma, Grandpa," but again, nothing. That's when fear really hit me. I crept down the stairs, and they were really old stairs. They creaked. The whole house was dark, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't petrified of what I would find. The house phone that called me was in the kitchen, and as I reached the bottom step, I was still holding my cell phone to my ear, and whoever was on the other line was still there. I could hear them breathing lightly. I walked through the living room and into the kitchen, my heart beating out of my chest. I switched on the light, and to my relief, nobody was standing there. But at the same time, I realized that they must be somewhere else in the house. Or maybe the phone somehow malfunctioned and called the last number dialed or something? No, it was someone in my house. How did I know? Because suddenly they started laughing through the phone. I could tell it was a woman. It was my grandma. I ran upstairs to my grandparents' room, and it was locked. I could hear my grandma hysterically laughing through the bedroom door and through the phone. Panic hit me. I kicked the door open and immediately saw my grandpa shaking my grandma as she sat on the edge of the bed, holding the phone in her hand and laughing maniacally. I have never in my life seen or heard my grandma laugh like that, but it was horror movie material. She abruptly then stopped as she woke up. Both of my grandparents completely brushed it off and told me to go back to bed. But it was so insanely scary that I almost wanted to scream at them. The next morning was like any other. My grandma made me pancakes, and when I asked her about the sleepwalking or whatever she was doing the night before, she just casually said, "It happens once in a blue moon." I told her what happened exactly, beat by beat, and she responded, "Oh my, that sounds so scary." Yes, Grandma, that's a freaking understatement. One time, I drove back to college after Christmas, but before the winter break was over, so I was the first of my roommates to get back to the house that we were renting. Our house was in a pretty isolated spot on the outskirts of a town in upstate New York. I pulled into the driveway behind the house, went to the trunk, and grabbed one of my bags, and then ran inside because I had to use the bathroom so badly. I had been on the road for over 5 hours. I was inside the house using the bathroom for maybe 5 minutes. Afterwards, I went back outside to get the rest of my stuff from the car, and there were footprints in the snow all around it. Now, as I said, I was alone in the middle of nowhere. The only set of footprints should have been mine, from where I had gotten out of the car on the driver's side, walked to the trunk, and then walked to the back door. Yet now, there was another set of footprints circling the car, and then leading into the woods at the back of the property. It appeared that the footprints had originally come from the woods as well. I had left my trunk open while I was inside because I assumed I was alone and nothing had been taken. But someone had seen me arrive. They came out of the woods, circled my car, and then returned to the woods. I grabbed the rest of my stuff, locked my car, ran into the house, and locked the doors. Last year, the day after 4th of July, I went to my favorite lake to go fishing. Occasionally, I would take friends, but more often than not, I went alone. Unless you're fishing in the dark, nothing creepy really ever happens, and you would never expect something creepy to happen either. I went to a very specific spot on the lake where I have always had good luck catching fish. The sun was out, and it was peaceful. Nobody else in sight. That's what I really love about this lake. It wasn't too popular like some others I have been to. I was listening to an audible book when suddenly, without hearing him at all, a man floats by in a little rowboat. I looked over at him, and he is stereotypically creepy, smiling at me and didn't say a word. To break the awkward silence, I said, "Hey, I didn't see you there," and then let out a fake little laugh. The man said nothing and just floated by. I brushed it off as he was leaving my immediate vicinity, but was once again taken by surprise when he turned around about 20 yards away and began heading towards me again. He was rowing, so it was gradual. But man, I cannot tell you the creepy feeling that came over me. I thought for sure that he would say something this time, or do something. But he floated by and said nothing once again. I have a short temper, and I got a little pissed off and said, "Do you need something, bro?" He just smiled at me. After that, I had had enough. "Dude, get the hell away from my boat." He stood up and continued his disrespectful stare. After just standing there looking at me like an idiotic psycho, he picked up the small anchor he had on his piece of crap little boat and tossed it behind him into the dark lake. I immediately stood up and started reeling in my line. A few seconds later, I put my pole down and started my motor. I looked at him one more time before I blasted away, and this guy was still smiling. I flipped him off and was gone in seconds. Well, that kind of ruined my mood, and I felt pissed off and creeped out, so I decided to call it a day. I have been to that lake 100 times since, and have never seen that guy again. And I better not, either. I might just punch him in the face. I have no idea what his deal was, if he was annoyed that I was fishing in a spot that he liked, or if he was picking a fight. I have no idea. Thinking back on it, though, the whole thing was stupid, and honestly, creepy as hell. About 5 years ago, my mom started dating a guy she met on a dating site. That part is fine. I had recently started dating this woman who would later become my wife, and we had met online. My wife and I never really liked this guy. We didn't think he was mean or anything like that. Just a little creepy. He was quiet. He kept his eyes closed a lot, and occasionally said odd things, like offering my wife a chocolate, and then popping one in his mouth, closing his eyes, and moaning as he let it melt in his mouth. One time my wife and I were visiting my mom, but she got called into work, so we waited at her house. Her boyfriend was over, but he spent the entire several hours just hanging out in her bedroom with the door closed. Just before Christmas, my mom and this guy started having difficulties. My wife and I were visiting her for the holidays, and she dropped all of her problems on us, and we listened carefully and told her our opinions and suggested that she would be better off without him. She already had her mind made up, though, and decided to break up with him on Christmas Eve. We spent the night at my mom's and got up early on Christmas morning to visit my dad at his house. We didn't plan to spend the night at my dad's, but we got snowed in, which was actually a nice Christmas surprise. The next day, we left as soon as we could get through the snow, and my wife suggested that we stop by my mom's house on the way so that we could see if she was okay. My wife just had a really bad feeling about my mom's now ex-boyfriend. My mom's car was in the driveway, but that doesn't mean much because she lives close enough to work that she often walks, and it hadn't snowed in her town. She also never locks her door, which drives me crazy. So we let ourselves in. That's when we see blood oozing out of the refrigerator's water dispenser. It had filled up the spill container and was leaking onto the floor and had made a puddle. My wife screamed, and I freaked out. I fully expected to see my mom's head in the freezer. I nervously opened the freezer to find a bag of frozen cherries that had been opened, crammed into the freezer so that it fell onto the ice dispenser and melted. I thought my mom was decapitated by her creepy ex-boyfriend. A few years back, I lived with my mother and German Shepherd in a two-bedroom rented townhome. I got home from work one day and went about my daily routine. When it came time to eat dinner, I knocked on my mom's door to come and eat. I smelled cigarette smoke and heard her grunt a response, so I went back down and ate alone. Fast forward to about 2 a.m., I am awoken by someone holding my hand and gently shaking it. I immediately shoot straight up and look around. My dog, who is overly protective and sleeps with me every single night, isn't in bed. She isn't even in the room. She most definitely was on my bed when I went to sleep. I sleep with the bedroom door shut and locked. She is scratching at my closed and locked bedroom door from the hallway. Frantic, I bolt for the door, let her in, and she is searching the whole room. I'm now yelling for my mother. No answer. I force my dog to walk down the hallway with me. I still smell cigarette smoke. I bang on my mom's door. No answer. So I just open it, and she isn't even home. The bed is made, and her TV is off. My dog and I search the entire house, and nothing is out of place. All the doors and windows are still locked. I was freaked out, to say the least. The next day, I called my mom, and she told me she left early the day before to go visit my sick grandfather. Who was holding my hand that night? Your guess is as good as mine. I used to have a penchant for wandering around abandoned buildings when I was in high school. One time a friend and I decided that it would be a good idea to explore a farmstead that hadn't been in use for years. The whole experience was really bizarre. The farmstead was accessible by a long gravel road that brought you to a cluster of dilapidated buildings around a central barn. We parked at the end of the gravel road near the turnoff to the main road so we could walk around the property and just pull out quickly later. We went into the barn first, and there were deer bones arranged in a circle around the skull and a bunch of blankets and wood stacked in a corner of the room. We thought it was really cultish and weird, so we left and started walking back to the car. Halfway down the gravel road, we heard crunching, heavy footsteps and someone screeching behind us, blood-curdling screeching. We sprinted back to my car and tried to peel out of there as fast as possible, but it had snowed the night prior, and my back tire was stuck in a puddle of melted snow. My friend was screaming because she was so freaked out, but wouldn't turn to look at the path behind us. By the time I had gotten the car unstuck, she turned around to see if there was someone following us, and there was no one there. It could have been a bird or something, but we both swear up and down to this day that someone was following us. I really thought I was going to die that day.